Shout hallelujah wherever you are. Pastor Rich welcomes you to Prophetic Declarations Hour. This is your set time for alignment, for realignment, and for divine establishment. Today, destiny shall be corrected, purposes shall be revealed, and lives shall be rooted in God's eternal counsel.
Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. This is tape 200826. Amen. Welcome to Prophetic Declarations Hour. This is your moment of divine encounter, moment of restoration, direction, and supernatural transformation. Wherever you are listening from, I want you to open your heart and receive God's word. As these declarations go forth, may He and the wisdom of God enter your heart, and may confusion give way to clarity, and may the peace of God settle every storm around your life. This is your hour, this is your moment, and your testimony is about to change in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Today's theme is wisdom that brings peace. Wisdom that brings peace. And our scripture focus is James 3, verse 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit. Amen. Quickly, let us have reflections over the topic of the day, wisdom that brings peace. Beloved, God's wisdom is different from ordinary human wisdom. James tells us that the wisdom that comes from above is pure, is peaceable, is gentle and merciful, and full of good fruits. This means that when divine wisdom is operating in your life, it will influence and not only what you know, but also how you respond. Sometimes the greatest evidence of wisdom is not what you say, but what you refuse to say. Sometimes wisdom is knowing when to speak. Sometimes wisdom is knowing when to remain silent. Sometimes wisdom is knowing when to confront an issue. And sometimes wisdom is knowing when to walk away from unnecessary conflict. There are battles you do not need to fight. There are arguments you do not need to win. There are accusations you do not need to answer. There are relationships you need to handle with prayer rather than anger. There are decisions you must not make while your emotions are at highest. Beloved, never allow temporary emotion to make permanent decision for your life. When God's wisdom governs your heart, you can be firm without being harsh. You can correct without humiliating. You can disagree without becoming bitter. You can forgive without compromising truth. You can walk away without hatred. You can succeed without becoming proud. You can experience pressure without losing your peace. That is the power of wisdom from above. Today, I declare over you, my divine wisdom enter every area of your life where confusion has been operating. May God give you wisdom for your marriage, wisdom for your family, wisdom for your finances, wisdom for your ministry, wisdom for your career, Wisdom for your relationship, wisdom for your decisions, and wisdom for your future. Where wisdom enters, peace follows. Amen. Hallelujah. Quickly, we go for prophetic declarations. Remember, it's prayer of agreement. Let your faith be ignited. Now, wherever you are, receive these declarations by faith. I declare over you and over your life, by the authority of heaven and by the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon my life, you shall walk in the wisdom that comes from above. You shall not be ruled by confusion. You shall not be controlled by anger. You shall not be driven by fear. And you shall not make decisions under unnecessary pressure. You shall receive divine direction. You shall receive divine discernment. You shall receive divine understanding. In the name of Jesus, your mind shall be clear. Your heart shall be peaceful. Your judgment shall be sound. Your decisions shall be wise. In the mighty name of Jesus, every confusion surrounding your life is coming under the light of God's wisdom. Where you have been uncertain, may God give you clarity. Where you have been confused, may God give you direction. Where you have been under pressure, may God give you peace. Where you have been emotionally wounded, may God give you healing. Where relationships have become difficult, may God give you wisdom to handle them correctly. Where you have been facing difficult decisions, may divine counsel guide you. In the name of Jesus, I declare that you will not make a decision today that will destroy your tomorrow. You will not lose a valuable relationship because of careless words. You will not lose an opportunity because of impatience. You will not enter a destructive relationship, a very destructive relationship because of loneliness. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not make a financial decision because of pressure. You will not allow hunger to determine your future. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the wisdom of God will guide you. In Jesus' mighty name, let us make some declarations over your home. I declare peace over your home. Let every unnecessary conflict come to an end. Let understanding replace misunderstanding. Let forgiveness replace bitterness. Let patience replace anger. Let wisdom govern every conversation. May God give husbands wisdom. May God give wives wisdom. May God give parents wisdom. May God give children wisdom. May the atmosphere of your home become an atmosphere of peace, love, understanding, and godly counsel. In the mighty name of Jesus, your home shall not be a battlefield. Your home shall become a place of peace. In Jesus' mighty name, let me make some declarations over your work, your business, and ministry. Today, I declare that God's wisdom will rest upon your work. You will know what to do. You will know when to do it. You will know when to wait. And you will know who the partner should be. In the name of Jesus, you will know from today, in the name of Jesus Christ, which opportunities to embrace. You will know which opportunities to reject. May God deliver you from costly mistakes. May He give you wisdom that produces profitable results. May your ideas be sound. May your strategies be effective. May your leadership be fruitful. May your work receive favor. May your ministry receive direction. May your business receive divine strategies. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall not labor without results. You shall not work without direction. You shall not build without wisdom. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Let me make some declarations for your future. I declare that your future will not be destroyed by wrong decisions. Your destiny will not be hijacked by wrong relationships. Your purpose will not be delayed by confusion. Your opportunities will not pass you by because of ignorance. May God connect you with people who will add wisdom, value, grace, and purpose to your journey. in the name of Jesus. May he disconnect you from associations that continually drain your peace and your energy and compromise your destiny. In the name of Jesus, may you recognize divine opportunity. May you recognize divine warnings. May you recognize divine instructions. And may you have the courage to obey what God tells you. In the name of Jesus, you will not miss your season. You will not miss your opportunity. You will not miss God's direction. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Quickly, I want somebody to listen to this counseling insight. Beloved, listen carefully. Peace is not always the absence of problems. Sometimes peace is the evidence that you have responded to the problem with God's wisdom. You cannot control everybody's behavior towards you. People may misunderstand you. People may disappoint you. People may criticize you. People may provoke you. But you must not surrender control of your response to their behavior. Do not allow another person's anger to become your anger. Do not allow other person's bitterness to become your bitterness. Do not allow other person's confusion to become your confusion. Before you respond, pray. Before you decide, seek for wisdom. Seek for wisdom. Before you speak, think about the fruit your words will produce. Before you react, ask yourself, is this response going to produce peace, righteousness, healing, and good fruit? Beloved, not every battle deserves your energy. Not every accusation deserves your explanation. Not every door deserves your entrance. Not every opportunity is a God-ordained opportunity. And not every relationship deserves unlimited access to your peace. Wisdom teaches you what to preserve, what to release, what to confront, what to overlook, and when to wait. May God give you wisdom today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Finally, I want to make declarations over everyone listening to me today. Beloved, receive this final word. The wisdom from above is coming upon you. You shall think wisely. You shall speak wisely. You shall act wisely. You shall choose wisely. You shall relate wisely. You shall lead wisely. You shall invest wisely. You shall build wisely. You shall live wisely. And you shall finish well. I declare peace in your mind, peace in your heart, peace in your home, peace in your relationships, peace in your work, peace in your ministry, peace in your finances, peace concerning your future. Every storm around your life that is contrary to God's purpose, be still. Every voice of confusion speaking against your destiny, be silenced. Every decision that needs divine direction, receive divine wisdom. Every closed door that must remain closed, receive grace to leave it closed. Every door God has ordained for you, may divine wisdom lead you into it. In the name of Jesus, I declare that you are becoming wiser, you are becoming stronger. You are becoming discerning, you are becoming more peaceful, and you are becoming more effective in your assignment. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you will not only have wisdom to start, you will have wisdom to finish. You will not only have wisdom to rise, you will have wisdom to remain. You will not only receive blessings, you will receive wisdom to manage them. In this month of winning wisdom, you will win with wisdom. You will lead with wisdom. You will build with wisdom. You will overcome with wisdom. And you will walk in peace. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I want you to shout a big amen. Hallelujah. It is done. This has been prophetic declarations. Remember, when God's wisdom rules your heart, God's peace will rule your life. Go into today with wisdom, walk in peace, speak with grace, decide with discernment, and let your life produce good fruits. And I want to beg you to share this tape with as many people as possible. The more you share the tape, the more People are blessed. The more you too, you have been blessed. In case you need to get in touch with me, get me on +234 9022 352 952. Amen. Quickly, I pray for everyone supporting this ministry. May the Lord bless you and bless you. God will support everything you are doing. God of heaven will release new breath over your life, over your family, and over your business, and over the source of your income. Your income will never run dry. Your storehouses will never run dry. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Until we meet again, keep praying the scripture, keep walking in wisdom, and keep winning in Christ. I am Pastor Cancelo Wally Rich. God bless you. God strengthen you, God increase you, and God gives you wisdom that brings peace. Amen and amen. Shalom.